Blog Talk Radio.
Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity.
Prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince Ty Emeka from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. Each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. Sharing with you in all things spiritual, quantum, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this hoodoo Obeya life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in this daily walk with Mother, Father Earth, understanding that I alone co-create and create my divine destiny, and I alone co-create and create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday, May 19th, 2010. And indeed, we are in a extreme and unusual astrological pattern. Taurus lunation with the moon in its crescent phase in Leo and the sun in Taurus. Right after the show this evening, Venus will be also entering Cancer. Psychic storm warnings are posted for today as the moon parallels Mars, while the sun in Taurus builds up to a hazy nebulous square to Neptune in Aquarius, pushing any egocentric perspective at the cost of developing a loving rapport with colleagues, friends, and family members. And keep in mind, this will keep you in the shadows rather in the sunlight, seeking protection. The sun adds odds with a dreamy Neptune. And Neptune warns against signing legal documents or making ill-conceived commitments over the long haul. Just 33 minutes after the Sun-Neptune tussle, Mercury in Taurus forms a harmonious trine to Pluto in Capricorn. This is a great time to study psychology, conduct research projects, and explore metaphysical subjects. Learn more about your subconscious needs and forgotten childhood experiences. Another cosmic connection today will test your wits shortly after the Venus goes into Cancer. And this is when Venus in Gemini squares Uranus in Pisces around noon today. And then again, later on, not too long after the show, Venus will move into Cancer. Now, while breakthroughs in romance, the arts, and social activities can always occur in the midst of any Venus Uranus encounter, the square pattern contains a potential friction that can undermine your interpersonal support systems. Venus enters Cancer at 8:06 p.m. Central Standard Time until June 14th, rekindling the focus on handling issues relating to family matters and household concerns. And indeed, I, the Divine Prince, still human, have felt this energy. We have a special guest with us tonight, Priestess Gogo Nana Ilana Omare. Powerful, powerful sister. Some of you know that I was working on another show topic, in fact, part two, spiritual gin and vampires, and I'm going to move that up to next week. But Priestess Gogo Nana Ilana Omare, her presence here tonight is by no accident. It is divinely ordained, and you should be healed from what this sister will have to say to you tonight. She will be sharing and teaching on transformation through traditional African healing systems. Transformation through traditional African healing systems, which is not too far off the topic that I had already planned to discuss. However, I believe the sister will come at it in a more positive energy. But I will still have to remind you that we must also always be aware of those around us and the energy that they project and the energy that they drain from us, especially your close friends, your close family. They know better than anyone how to harm you, how to hurt you, how to block your path. So staying strong in the spirit, in spite of all, is the ultimate goal of our show tonight. And both the priestess and I will share ideas about how to deal with this. As an accomplished hoodoo voodoo practitioner, I have found forgiveness for those who have used, abused, and attacked me over the years. But right now, in this divine moment, I now free myself to fight back. It is no longer good enough to forgive and walk away, especially when after the forgiving, those who have sought to do harm have continued to throw stones and knives at my back. I now, in this divine moment, accept responsibility today to actively battle this evil in my life and in our community within the spirit realm. Growing up deeply involved in the church, we were taught to love the enemy, turn the other cheek, to love those who spitefully use and abuse us, and in my case, it has made me the victim. Right now, in this divine moment, no more. No longer. It is my responsibility to not only forgive, but to bind and rebuke the workers of iniquity, to put a mirror up to your daggers and poisonous darts. So I'm going to now take a quick break, and then we will come back with this very, very powerful show, Transformation Through Traditional African Healing Systems, from both my perspective as well as the priestess. Thank you, Fire Witch, for being with us. You are ever faithful to the show. You are definitely in the right place, in the right house tonight. Peace and blessings, Vinny. Thank you so much for joining us. Yimaya Awayo, thank you for being with us. Peace and blessings unto you. Kai Un Mayat, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. And to all of our guests, please don't hide. Sign in for free. Join us. Share your energy. Share your love. Share your perspective. And again, I'm going to take a quick musical interlude, and then I will come back with more of transformation through traditional African healing systems with Priestess Gogo Nana Ilana Omare. I still see we still have guests coming in. We greatly appreciate you. Evolutions of Poetry, Divine Peace and Blessings, and Jay, Pastor Variance, peace and blessings unto you. ILBC Group, peace and blessings. And there's so many, I can't really call you all. I am overwhelmed right now at your being here with us. For truly we understand and know that you could be anywhere else in this internet universe right now, but Divine Spirit has drawn you here for a reason, to hear not only my message, but that message that the priestess will share with us tonight. Divine peace and namaste. We will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings. Again, thank each and every one of you for being present with us here tonight for this very powerful, powerful show, Transformation via the Traditional African Healing Systems. Again, as some of my regular listeners know, I am a former minister of music, grew up in the church. Both of my parents are deeply involved in the ministry. I have a very well-known first cousin who is also involved in the ministry. You may often find him at the top of my friends list on Facebook. So I've had to overcome within myself many programs and programming that have been not so helpful to me, as it were. And it didn't happen overnight. And it's important that I share this because I'm becoming to understand that we all are faced with struggles, but we often don't share them. We often are not aware of what that struggle is or who is in the midst of that struggle. So it is very important that we get this message out tonight. I've gone through a lot. My family has gone through a lot. And I must say and give full credit to my healing and my spiritual advancement to traditional African healing, culture, religion, spirituality, and practice. There's no other answer for why I am still here, why I am not a product of the prison system or all the other things that we know are happening right now in our communities, to our people, and to and with each other. And I give full credit to Divine Spirit, but also to the power of traditional African healing, culture, practice, religion, and spirituality. So without further ado, I'm going to go now to my phone lines, and I would like to remind each and every one of you that our phone line call-in and listen-in number is area code 347-215-8967, area code 347-215-8967. We have about four lines still remaining open, so please do get your call in. Remember, if you do have a question or comment and you would like for me to open your mic, remember to press the number one on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue, and we will address your call and your concerns. I would also like to take this time right now to speak directly from Spirit. I feel your pain. I feel the complexity of the issues that you think you may be faced with right now. But know, help is on the way. Divine Spirit hears your call. I'm seeing someone right now with a red colored t-shirt on, like a tank top, and you're sitting sort of on a couch or on a love seat, like listening to the show. Know that the answers to your problem are on the way. Your call has not gone unheralded. Divine Spirit is reaching out to you right now. Your answer is on the way. Again, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being present with us. Our chat room is full tonight, and for that I am humble and grateful for your presence. Go-Go Nana, if you're ready, I am about to open your line. Peace and blessings. Are you with me?
I am with you, yes.
We are so honored to have you with us tonight. And I say that not just as a formality, but also from a personal level.
Oh, wow.
You have been very powerful in assisting me, and I owe it to my listening audience to allow them access to the priestess tonight. So again, I want to thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited and so full of love and joy, and I'm honored that you would have me here. I want to acknowledge and give thanks to your divine spirit for allowing us to come together in this forum for healing, for transformation, for information, for all things that are good to all of the guests that are out there who are just giving so much positive energy and love and extending themselves. I can feel you, and I thank you sincerely for having me here. I want to say Akwaba.
Akwaba, indeed.
And welcome to all of the elevated spirits that are listening. And I truly, truly greet you in divine love. Divine love to the core of your soul, in your toes, at the top of your head, in your bloodstream. Divine love from the Creator, that which cannot be damaged, that which cannot be impure. I greet you in that energy.
That which cannot be corrupted. And we say, Ashe.
Ashe. I want to pay homage to all my ancestors and all of the divinities that guide me, to my Bosunana Surjibi, and to all the Albasuns who have transformed my life. Nana Adari Kofi, Nana Asi Ketue, Nana Tigre, Ajeta, the Mortia, and a host of others in the Akan Pantheon. I acknowledge and I pay homage and respect to all of my ancestors, those that I know, those that I do not know, the Sangoma spirits, the Amalozi, the Amakosi, Mdiki, Mdao, Nguni, Nkulu, Nkulu. I give praises and honor to all of the Orisha who have facilitated transformation in my life. Eshu for opening the way for healing, for the healing powers of my African heritage to come into my life. Yeye Oshun, Ori Yeyeyo, who I love, and I'm truly, truly blessed to have her choose me as her daughter. Obatala, Shango, Ogun, Nana Baruku, Babaluaye, Jemanya, Arumala, in the spirit of Ifa, and all the divinities whose names I may not know. My great, 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 great grandmothers and grandfathers of long, long, long ago, whose blood runs through my veins, I honor you. And I honor the great, great, great grandmothers and grandfathers of all the listeners out there whose blood runs through their veins. I honor you. And thank you for bringing them to this forum to share with us this evening.
Ashe.
I pay homage to the spirit of my magnificent mother who gave birth to me and my divine father for their coming together and giving birth to me in this mysterious life. Again, I welcome everyone wherever you are in the universe. I pray that while you are listening, that your spirit will be uplifted and that your spirit will find some joy from your unique soul, and that together we create a vibration that is powerful enough to transform that which has no use in our spirits or is useless in the world. And this goes along with what Divine Prince spoke of earlier, that it's time for us to release those things that are no longer useful. So in this moment, I pray that whatever it is that is going on with you that is useless, that you are able to call upon that which is higher than yourself, whatever that is to you, in divine light, in divine love, and begin to transform right in this minute. You don't have to wait until you hang up the phone or to another day. The time is right now for transformation.
I say.
I just want to say thank you, Baba. Let's see, when Divine Prince invited me to be a guest host on this magnificent show, I wasn't sure what I would share. At first, I thought it would be about love because I love love, and I'm really clear on the energy of love. And oftentimes, the true nature of love is generally misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
But as time progressed, my spirit showed me that people really needed to know more about the power of transformation through traditional African healing systems. It's not talked about often enough. We talk about the churches, we talk about the mosque, we talk about Buddhism, we talk about Native American studies and how these systems transform our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But those of us with African bloodlines need to understand the power of transformation through our African heritage.
And the necessity, if I may step in there, the necessity of transformation. Because if we're not changing, if we're not evolving, if we are not growing, it's for naught. It's just for show. Are you with me on that, sister?
I am absolutely with you because there are many people in the world that actually, they will wear the African clothes, they will do the African dance, they will wrap their hair, they will change their hair to a natural state, they will play the drum, they will sing the song. But when it comes to the essence of the spirit, we're not willing to accept that. We say, okay, that's where I draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
So that time is up. I'm actually going to share from three different traditions. And these three different traditions are traditions, African traditions, that I myself had to be initiated to, not by my own calling, but by the calling of my ancestors who came for me and insisted that I go through these initiations or I could perish, meaning it could be the end of my life.
Yes.
So, with that being said, I submitted not because it meant the end of my life, but because it was something that I had prayed for many a day.
Mm-hmm.
And as you stated, growing up in the church, majority of people that were brought to America grew up in the church. So the church was my background as well. But it wasn't enough for me. So I prayed and prayed and prayed for something else. So that's why I can actually talk about the power of transformation through African healing systems. So I'm going to say, what is the power? What is power? Divine Prince, would you want to share your view of power?
Yes, I'm with you. My view of power is, as many of you who have been listening know, spiritual power is more real than material, physical, carnal power. We have managed to gain materials, good jobs, education, homes, fancy cars, but we are lacking in the spiritual house. So for me, true power is spiritual power, our ability to overcome, to prosperate, to move through that which would otherwise harm us and harm our communities. Spiritual power is that which heals us, which uplifts us, which elevates us, and that is my understanding and definition of power. Power is not about judgment. Power is not about overstanding, overbearing the next person. Power is not about anger. Many of you know I have issues with these armchair revolutionaries who can only spit anger. And as I told the priestess, I don't like that word, spit. You're not teaching me, you're not sharing anything edifying with me if you got to spit it on me. I don't even like the usage I've taken on of that word. Those things are not spiritual, and they are not spiritually powerful. So that is where I come from when it comes to power. Anyone can be angry. Animals can be angry. People who are operating in their lower chakras can be angry and loud and aggressive. Okay, but it takes true power, true spiritual power, to love those that we say we are standing up for. I find it really alarming that we have so many so-called conscious people who can only share anger, rage, and revenge, particularly amongst the people that they claim to be supporting, that they claim to be fighting for, and often within our own communities, within these quote-unquote conscious circles. We look for reasons to cut off. We look for reasons to separate ourselves from, and that's not power. If we cannot come together for something other than carnality, the flesh, entertainment, we're not operating in power. If we cannot gain control of our own household, our own communities, we are not operating in power. If you can't love me just because I'm an African man, you are not operating in power. Regardless of how you feel about who I am, where I'm from, my diction, my articulation, I don't have to apologize for not speaking Ebonics. I don't have to apologize for not wearing my pants sagged. I don't have to apologize for not being an aggressive terror in my community. I'm here to share true spiritual power. And the first is love. It's love. So I hope I didn't go overboard, but that is my definition of power.
I love your definition of power. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. Power is definitely the things that you said, and it is also defined as the ability or capacity to perform or act effectively. Mm-hmm. Now, a person cannot perform or act effectively if they are not clear on what gives them spiritual power and how to consistently access it. Mm-hmm. Power can also be defined as strength, as force, and it gives you strength and it gives you the capability of being able to exert something. Mm-hmm. So if you do not have the power or the strength to exert energy for change or for transformation on the spiritual level, then it is a problem. Okay, and also when you're powerful, you have control. You exercise a level of control and authority because you have the power to do so. It is so funny because many people misuse power and they don't understand what true power is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the case in a lot of Africans born in the diaspora. And even now, those born in Africa, many Africans have embraced other religions. You go to Africa now, you'll see the cross, you'll see Muslims, and this is throughout Africa. So even Africans born on the soil of Mother Africa have turned their backs on their ancestors and our fixed ways. So in essence, they have given up their power.
Yeah.
So now we're going to move on to transformation. So let's look at the prefix, the word trans. It's actually a Latin meaning which means to cross over or to go beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So how many words in the American English language do we have using that prefix? I know some of you out there can think of some. We have transaction, transparent, translucent, transpire, transfusion, transcontinental, transatlantic, slave trade. I'll add that to that one. Transmutation and transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at transformation, we're talking about getting from one place to the other. So what else makes up the word transformation? Transformation, which is to take something and give it form, to give it order, to give it shape, to arrange it into something that's workable. So in order to heal in the traditional African healing system, you must be able to have a transportation to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I see it, in order for people of African descent to heal properly on a spiritually deep, core level, multidimensional level of healing, for all the ills that are going on in this world, the high blood pressure, the mental health issue,
mm-hmm.
diabetes, HIV, AIDS, and the list can be long. And all the other ailments that have been applied because we are missing spiritual food of our mother Africa. We're
That's
missing
right.
spiritual food.
And many of us will go anywhere to get it. Often without fully understanding what they're trying to tap into to gain that. And I believe, as you said at the beginning, we've given credence to all these other paths, but not our own. Not that which is closest to who we are, which is intrinsically bound to us through our genetics and through our ancestry. Or we try and reshape it to meet our needs within the moment. Often material needs. Prince, help me get a man. Help me get a woman. Help me hit the lotto. You know, I've rarely had anyone call me and say, how do I get in touch with my spirit, with my ancestors? How do I grow? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm okay. I'm totally off.
I have to laugh because all those things are true.
Yeah.
When people are thinking about transforming something in their life or moving from a place, it's not usually thinking about it on the spiritual level. It is
mm-hmm.
those things that you mentioned, and that just tickles my spirit. So it
yeah.
made me laugh. Thank you. So as we were talking about transportation, I want to say I mentioned that traditional African healing systems come in because that is our vehicle and our way to elevate and to heal.
Mm-hmm.
That is our spiritual food. And as you mentioned about genetics and our DNA and our makeup, if you already have something in your DNA, in your genetics, in your makeup, it's in your blood. It's who you are. You can't change that. So when we're not acknowledging what's in our blood, what's in our DNA, what's in our genetic makeup, then we're not acknowledging who we are. Therefore, we're not acknowledging the food that we need to eat. We're not acknowledging the way we need to behave. We're not acknowledging the behavior patterns we need to address in our lifestyle. So what is transportation? What does it do? Now, Divine Prince, I spoke to you and you were saying that you had been to Capitol Heights and you're familiar with the transit system here and you know how it works. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. So if you come...
The system was my playground as a child.
So when you come here, if you come here today or tomorrow, you would know how to get around. You know the system.
That's right.
Okay, so if we don't know the transportation system to transit us to the next place, then we are lost. You know, what we have in Baltimore and our public transportation system is called the MTA,
mm-hmm.
which is an acronym for the Mass Transit Administration. In order to get from one place to the other, we have to know the transit system. If you've been to Baltimore or anybody out there has been to Baltimore or, you know, within the surrounding regions, you know that we have the light rail, the MART train, the bus, the cab, the hack. Well, some people don't know about the hacks, but the hacks are not part of the legal transportation system, but they do help people out doing it. It's an economical way of getting around. And I won't get into that, but people in Baltimore know what I'm talking about when I mention the hacks. I personally love them because they save you some money if you're not driving. So in order to get around properly, not just in Baltimore, but in any city or town or country, you have to know the roads. You have to learn the public transportation system. If you want to go from northeast Baltimore to west Baltimore, you know you catch the 15 going towards Gay Street and transfer to the 13 at Gay and North and catch the bus going west.
And Priestess, if I may add, you got to know where you're at, where you are and where you're trying to go.
Exactly. That's the next place I'm going. You got to have a map. If you don't have a map, you're going to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right on point. You know, so if you're going to pass from one location to the other, you have to know where you're going. And spiritually, we don't think about ourselves spiritually needing a map or needing transportation in order to get through the different and the various levels of spiritual transformation. And you find that in African healing system.
Mm-hmm.
You find the map. You find the transportation to get from one state of being to the other. Now, due to slavery, a lot of us don't recognize that there is a map, that there is a path, and there is an order to it. And if you, in addition to this, if you do not know the power, and I'm going to say this again, the power, if you do not know the power of the transit system, you're not going to want to utilize it. Divine Prince, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely.
And a lot of us don't know the power of the traditional African healing system. If your enemy knew that there was a secret box, and within the box were all the tools that would make you powerful, body, mind, soul, and spirit, do you think he would give it to you?
That would be his target. That would be the first thing he would try to destroy. Go on and teach them.
That's absolutely true. And as the enemy who wants to maintain rulership, he's not going to give you something so that you can govern yourself and become powerful. If I knew your ancestral tradition is so powerful, would I lie to you about what you didn't need and what was in the box, or even tell you about the box?
Mm-hmm.
I would lie and hide the box and make sure you never got it. But right now, we are sitting in a remarkable place. Our spirits are so tremendously powerful, the enemy could not keep them in the box. They could not keep them from coming across the water, from coming from Africa, Ghana, West Africa, South Africa,
mm-hmm.
Nigeria, any place over there where there are divine spirits, they couldn't keep them. They couldn't keep them from showing up in our dreams. They couldn't keep them from whispering in our ears at night or during the day. They could not keep them from showing up in our homes on the physical plane. I mean manifestations on the physical plane. It's not nothing scary about that. They couldn't keep them from mounting and possessing our bodies. There's nothing scary about that. If anyone out there has gone to a holiness church, which I am proud to say I was in a holiness church because we really had a good time in the holiness church. But growing up, I didn't understand everything that was going on. I just knew that when the music started playing, I felt great. But in that process of the music playing and the choir singing and the tambourine going, you know, the sisters get up, they dancing, the men get up, they shouting, and something began to happen to them. Spirit began to touch their lives and to come into their body and mount them and make them move a certain way and make them speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I told you that's the same thing that goes on in African traditional healing systems, now you're going to say, oh, that's evil, and there's something wrong with that. But you will go to the church, And believe it or not, those spirits that are showing up in the church are your ancestors.
That's right.
When you speak in tongues.
And there are other spirits that are present there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I before we became sanctified, quote-unquote, holiness, we grew up in a Baptist church. And if someone even looked like they were going to shout, they grasped hands and they put a little fence around you, a little human chain around you. And somebody would fan, what I call fan the spirit down, and in an attempt to control the free flow of spirit. So when we moved on to, and I'm going to call it out, Bishop C.L. Long, 9th and O Streets, Northwest Washington, D.C., they didn't do that. They allowed spirit to go. But Pastor kept a watchful eye over what was going on. Because even in that quote-unquote Christian environment, he understood, and I now fully understand, that there are all kinds of spirits present there.
Yes.
And as you said, when I started my initiations into traditional African paths, I was able to make that correlation and understand and see and experience that similarity in allowing spirit to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And again, even in those paths, we still have to be aware of what spirits we're feeding into, what spirits
Absolutely.
We're allowing to manifest, and how we're allowing them to affect us.
Absolutely. And that's the power in transformation, because when I speak on transformation, I'm talking about on a very highly elevated level. If you transform, once you transform to that certain place of being, it's no going back. Because if you find yourself going back to something, that means you were not ever transformed. So in that realm, there is no place for any other spirits except for divine spirits, except
right.
for elevated spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the level of transformation I'm talking about through these systems. I'm not talking about entertaining some negative nuisance spirit that's come to destroy people's spirits and hold them down. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about transformation, which is the essence of changing the spirit from a low level to a very high level where the highest of spirits dwell. The Abosun, the Arisha, the Amalozi, the Loa. You see? Because when you start dealing with those spirits, we're talking about elevated spirits. Even if you believe angels and have experiences with angels, we're not talking about the fallen angels, because you got all types of angels. People call on the angels, but a lot of people don't know you have all types of angels.
That's right.
You have fallen angels. When you call on any particular spirit, you have to know what you're calling on and who you're calling on and what energy you're calling them on in. Okay, so in the traditional African healing system, if it is a divine system, it only focuses on getting people to those levels of communication with the divine spirit, you see. So that's important that we
yes,
make
indeed.
Clarity, and thank you for that. Thank you for that. And one thing that I did notice that you mentioned is the similarities. I was watching a film once, and I don't remember the name of the film, but it correlated. It would show the church, and it would show the people going into dancing and being caught up in the spirit and just moving about and speaking in tongues. And then they showed different African tribes doing the exact same movements with their feet, with their hands,
yes.
the same rhythm, the same sounds coming out of their mouth. So it was very, very, it was beautiful. I loved it. I wish I could remember what that was, but it was very powerful. I think more people need to see that correlation, especially people that are in the church who say that African African healing systems are negative. They see the correlation, then it, you know, that would give them a different perspective.
That's right.
Know?
So we're going to stop just for a brief moment and take a break, allow the priestess to get a sip of water, and we will be forward momentarily. I would also like to remind you that our listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, Once again, area code 347-215-8967. The priestess and I will be more than happy to entertain your questions or comments tonight. So please do get your call in. We have two lines still remaining open. And I'm going to go now and offer a musical offering, and we will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Alafia, divine peace and blessings. I was just informed that there may be an issue with my website. I had no idea. I generally try and check it every day, but I've been sort of busy dealing with some drama. But my Keen and my Life Person sites are operative. Please do check them out. Read my comments and ratings. Know that I am not just talking. I am not just perpetrating. This is not an internet personality that I have taken on. This is truly who I am and what I do. And you will get some type of encouragement from the comments and ratings of those who have utilized my services. My website, I'm going to get on the phone with GoDaddy as soon as we get off the show, and it should be back up and running tonight or as early as in the morning. And I want to remind you that I sell books, CDs, shea butter, black soap, oil, incense, spiritual, offensive, and defensive jewelry that I design and make myself, all from my website. I also hand crochet kufis, dreadlock crowns, crystal bags, gris-gris, and so much more. So, again, don't be alarmed if you do try and visit my website tonight and it's not acting right. I will get that straightened out as soon as possible. But in the meantime, do please remember to check out my Keen site and my Live Person's site or profile. Visitation would be greatly appreciated. I also would like to remind you to click on the little red heart wherever you are listening right now on the Blog Talk Radio player. This will mark my show as a favorite and will allow you access to upcoming show guests, topics, and events here locally in New Orleans, as well as my Blog Talk Radio blog. I don't blog every day, but I do from occasion put powerful blogs on my Blog Talk Radio blog page. So we do have a blog page. We aren't just broadcasting. We actually have a page that goes along with. So please do check that. Also, take the time to click on the ads, the AT&T ads, the different ads that Blog Talk Radio has placed around the page. We would certainly appreciate that. That is just another small way of showing us your support by taking the time to examine and click on the various ads that Blog Talk Radio has placed on our site, and we will forever be grateful and appreciative for that. I would also like to remind you that my call-in and listen-in number every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, every Wednesday during the live show only is area code 347-215-8967. Again, that's 347-215-8967. If you do wish to speak with myself or the priestess, remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue, and we will respond to your question or comment at our convenience. Or our earliest convenience, I should say. For those of you who missed the very first part of this show, I am growing. That's my new word now. I'm not going to say I'm dealing with drama. I am growing, and I'm learning how to deal with drama. Over the year and a few months that I have been doing the radio broadcast, I have embraced many within the community. Some of those people have turned their back on me, who have basically taken my hard work and now have moved forward without me. And that's fine. You know, we all need to plant our seeds, and hopefully that they will grow and develop and blossom, you know, away from us as they continue on with their ministry. But I'm still human. I haven't given up my humanity, though I may be divine, and it hurts. It really hurts to have the people closest to you stab you in the back. And that's how I, I was already connected with the priestess on Facebook, but it made me reach out to her. I was deeply uplifted and moved by many of the posts that she posts throughout the day, every day on her Facebook page. And priestess, if you get a chance, do put your Facebook link in the chat room if you do have a personalized Facebook link. I'm going to do the same and put my personalized Facebook link in the chat room. So if anyone does have a issue in locating the priestess, just go to my page and Gogo Nana Ilana Omare is in my friends list. So be sure to check that out. And again, we have two lines available if anyone is interested in calling in a question or comment or just some love and support to either myself or the priestess. So please do take the time now before all the lines are full to call in, and that's area code 347-215-8967. Again, that's 347-215-8967. Priestess, are you still with me?
Absolutely.
And you can just jump right on in there.
Wonderful. So we talked a little bit about transformation and having a vehicle for that and having a map for that and just knowing how to go about transforming our lives. Now, if you have a map and you have the vehicle, and in this case we're using the traditional African healing systems as the vehicle for transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when babies are born in African systems, what is one of the first things that happens? One of the first things that happens is that the child is left alone for about 7 days, just watched over, taken care of, nursed, and washed and cleaned up and prayed over. And there's no name given to the child until after the seventh day, because it is said within those 7 days, it is shown if the child would actually remain here or if the child just is passing through.
Mm-hmm.
So after those 7 days, the child is actually given a name and a naming ceremony. Within that naming ceremony, the child is also given their mission in life. So what are we missing here, just being born not on the motherland, not within the traditional African healing system? A lot of adults are walking around still asking, why am I here? What is my mission?
What am I
called to do?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And it's not through a fault of their own. It's just because we're not practicing those systems in America. But in order for us to return to knowing who we are and actually getting our mission in place, we have to return to our traditional African healing system, because it gives you a message about why you are here, what you came to do, what your taboos are, what you're expected to accomplish, challenges that you may come across, and what you can do to avert those challenges. So now we're talking about the power of the traditional African healing system, and not to dismiss the church or other traditions.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen time and time again that people go into the church, or they say they're Muslim, or they say they're Buddhist, and they come out the church, they're doing the same thing they did when they before they went in the church.
That's right. And without any ego, let me add to that. Ultimately, they end up calling me. And it doesn't matter that I'm no longer a Christian or that I've embraced a more traditional African path. They want help.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. They want help.
Yes. Yes. They need help. Because anytime you can go into any place that's supposed to be a sanctuary or a healing environment or a
mm-hmm.
ritualistic place that says the Holy Spirit is there, that
that's
God
right.
is in this place, that the power of the Trinity is in this place, when you come out of there, you should be transformed on some level. So in traditional African healing systems, when we talk about the power to transform, there are so many things in place to help you with that. when any of us are born, we're born with certain qualities, certain gifts, certain characteristics, and even beyond the physical existence, we're born with various spirits surrounding us. We're born with good spirits. We're born with bad spirits. You may be thinking, wow, I keep trying and trying to accomplish this thing in my life, but every time I turn around, something bad is happening. So what can you do about it? Just let this continue year after year. And then if you look at your family line and you begin to say, well, wow, my uncle had cancer, my auntie died from cancer, and then that's a continuation of illnesses that's passing through generation to generation, person to person. There's also the fact that we have particular spirits that are passed down generation, good spirits and bad spirits. Mm-hmm. So how else are you going to know what your problem is if you're not addressing it through a traditional African healing system? Because what we do is we do divination. Those divinations are done through various means in various parts of Africa, different tools, but the same system. You have Ifa, you have the bones in the Sangoma tradition. We have the call, which is in the Akan tradition, where you look into a pot and you divine from there, because the spirit of the Abosun is with the priest and is talking to the priest and telling what's going on in this person's life and what they need to clean it up, whether they need to remove a bad spirit or whether they need to remove something in their body that's causing any kind of illness, and also what they need to do to clean up their ancestors. What system is talking about cleaning up something that your ancestor did so that you can live a fuller, more joyous, more loving, more meaningful, harmonious life? I don't hear too many systems talking about that one.
That's right. All I'm hearing is, I'm a king, I'm a queen, you know, I'm a warrior. So where's the foundation? What are we standing on?
Mm-hmm. What are we standing on?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw a quick question in there. Now, during the 7-day period and the baby survives, this name and this role and this spiritual path is given to all babies or just some babies?
No, this is a tradition that it does not matter if your family is has a line of priests. This is just something that's naturally done.
I'm being facetious. I just want to ask that because these religious now that have convinced us that only certain people only certain people are called by God. Only certain people are blessed. And we need to put an end to that. If we are here and we have survived, there's a reason.
Absolutely.
And there's a divine purpose. Whether you like who I am or not. Whether you like the shade of my skin or not.
So true. It's very true. And, you know, that's just it. It's the fact that every child is given their mission. It's not like, okay, Go-Go's born, and now her sister's born, so now Go-Go gets her mission, but her sister doesn't get her mission.
Mm-hmm.
No. Everybody gets their mission in life. So you get a running start. When you're in the African traditional healing system, you get a running start. So now we have the opportunity to bear children, to bring children into this world that can have that experience. When you have your baby, you go to the priest, you go to someone within one of these systems, and you say, my baby is here. It's in my womb. What should I expect to make sure it comes in here healthy and protected from any type of bad spirit? What is it I must do? So the divination process begins to tell you what it is you must do. And you follow the divination process. You know, some people come to me and they say, oh, Go-Go, Nana, please help me. Help me. I'm having problems. Please help me. And they're crying. And so I tell them what they must do. And they sit down, they get the reading. And then when I tell them what they must do, I may not see them anymore. But a year later. 5 years later, a month later.
And they need you again.
you calling me about the same thing.
Yes.
It's not about getting the information. It's about doing the process after you get the information. That's where the transformation occurs. And the only way for you to know that it works is to do it. If you don't do it, then you won't know. So I encourage people that when they do go to traditional healers to get what the reading is telling you to do. Don't come back when everything is falling apart. You know, you can prevent it from getting worse, and that's the power in traditional African healing systems. We have baths. We have herbal remedies. And I'm thinking about Chinese herbs because everyone's hot on Chinese herbal medicine. But what about traditional African healing medicines? How many people out there really know that we have herbs in Ghana? We have herbs in Nigeria. We have herbs in South Africa that are healing for every ailment that occurs.
That's right. And it's funny you would even mention that now. One of my neighbors, some of you know Lori Stiles, is one of my neighbors who, her and her husband got me out of New Orleans 4 days after the water came and the flood came. But I'm bringing her up because she is growing some herbs in her garden that one of my Nigerian godmothers brought me from Nigeria.
Wow.
African water leaves. And again, you know, you would think, you know, from all the commercialism that there are no plants in Africa, that there aren't
That's
any
right.
healing, you know, vegetation in Africa. All we know is that which, you know, has some English, Spanish, Latin name in front of it, you know, and we haven't done that research, that study into our own. So that's a very powerful statement you just made.
Thank you. That is so true, though, because we don't know. When I tell people that I have African herbs, they're like, what's that? You mean the Chinese herbs? No, not the Chinese herbs. I have African herbs that I use healing that come from South Africa, that come from Nigeria and Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very powerful medicines. And we don't hear about that, but I'm going to tell you something that's going on because we need to wake up and get what's ours and utilize what is ours and promote it through our own usage. Because in South Africa, what's happening right now, for those of you who don't know, I didn't really get all into all of my different initiations, but I'm a Akan priestess, a Sangoma, and a Yoruba priestess. Now, in South Africa, what's going on is they asked the Sangomas to register with the medical institutions so that they can learn what the Sangomas are using for healing people, because the majority of the people in South Africa, they will not go to a doctor. They will go to a traditional healer first and see what's going on with them, because as you know, Divine Prince, and some of our listeners know, in traditional African healing, we know that everything stems from spirit. So if something is wrong with your body, if you have a mental illness or you're having pain in your right ovary, it's something going on in your spirit. So we address it from a spiritual place. But my point being is right here in Washington, D.C., they had an exhibit of mutis from South Africa. Now, mutis are the medicines. Those are the herbal medicines. Because they become so powerful, the doctors are interested in getting the mutis and draining the Sangomas information and knowledge to find out how are they healing these people of AIDS? How are they healing them from diabetes? So if we don't grab this and use it ourselves, it will become commercialized, and we will have to pay for what is naturally ours.
That's right.
See? And then they will claim it as theirs,
right.
as they always do.
That's right.
So,
I've talked about that on my show before. You got people going to GNC to buy clover, to buy dandelion, all these plants that are all around us.
Absolutely.
And now, Priestess, too, we have a caller on the line, so I don't want to neglect them. Area code 718, your line is open. Peace and blessings. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for joining us. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, can you hear me?
Sure, we can.
Okay, greetings, brother. This is Nana Duku Mankosa. And I wanted to, I was listening to you in Go-Go. And that's my sister,
I'm sorry, excuse me. Hi, sis.
Hi, Seattle.
I love you.
How are you? And I've been listening to you guys, and I got to say, I am very impressed, and I really am enjoying what you are discussing about traditional African religion and the importance of it, and the importance of how we must recognize our ancestors and how we must recognize all that is good and that divine energy and that divine spirit that lies within us, and to share that and to educate our people, and not only educate our people, but to uplift our people.
That's right.
So I wanted to say, I was just listening, and I wanted to congratulate you, Divine. This is my first time meeting you online, I mean, you know, over the air. Sister Gogo, we've known each other for quite some time, so that's my sister in the Akanti district. And I just wanted to congratulate both of you and just to say thank you for having this open forum to discuss these issues, because we really need to educate ourselves and re-educate ourselves.
Well, thank you.
One of the points, as my sister was discussing, I just came back from Africa, and Christianity has just taken over full force. And the people over there are suffering. They don't have monies for food or proper education or water, something simple and basic as water and electricity. And you have all of these churches all over Africa, and they're not doing anything for the people, nothing. They're not building any roads. They're not supplying education, food, anything to uplift the people. The only thing they're doing is taking from the, it's just like here. And the westernization has just truly, it's just become very toxic in these third world countries with the cell phones and the hairstyles. And it is unreal what I have seen in Africa. Africa is truly, truly changing. And it's not, you know, I hope we have to do something about it. On this side, we must hold true to our tradition, because these people are handing it over left and right. Left and right, they turn it up for Christianity or for Islam or for anything that they feel that can work for them, that would facilitate for what they need and for their needs for right now. You understand, Gogo?
Oh, absolutely.
Even
that
when it comes
exactly
to the traditional herbs, I went up in the mountains and everything. I collected as much herbs as I could and brought back here to the U.S. So that I can plant it and everything, because they are turning to Chinese medication.
Yes.
It is so rampant over there with Chinese herbs. And I spoke to an elder, and I said to him, you have everything in Africa to cure any and every disease of mankind right here, even in the mountains. I went and collected myself. Why are you taking the Chinese medicine? And he says to me, medicine is medicine, herb is herb. And I understand that concept where he's coming from, but I'm saying, why give, you don't have money. And your stuff is growing around you freely, even in your own yard. You can just go and pick it. Why would you just take the little bit of money you have and give it over to another organization? It's just beyond me. So that, I don't want to go any further. I just want to say thank you, brothers and sisters, for this forum and allowing people to express themselves. And I just want to congratulate the both of you, okay?
Thank you.
And Divine, keep me informed. Make sure you send me these events and stuff like that, because it's very interesting. I'll go to your site, to your page on Facebook for your website, so I can look at it.
Yes, and I'm going to get that glitch worked out tonight.
Oh,
Someone said that my website was down. I didn't know. And also, too, remember to click the little red heart on the radio player.
Yes, I've done that already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good night.
That was very powerful, what she just said.
Absolutely. I just want to say that that is my sister, Duku. We went through initiation together. She's my big sister in the Akan tradition. I'm Dunyo, which means number 12, and she's Duku. She's 11, so that makes her my big sister, and I'm so happy that she shared her energy. Her spirit is very powerful. Her bassoon is Mosi, and he is very, very powerful. So I'm glad that she shared all of what she shared, because it is really true about the Chinese herbs and what's going on, not just in Ghana, but across the board, you know,
yeah.
even in South Africa, they're trying to manipulate the people with money and to get them to share that information and to take it in and just turn it into their medicine and give it back to us and charge us for it.
That's
and,
right.
You know, so thank you for affirming that, Nana Duku. Thank you so much.
And too, with the growth of Christianity and Islam there, I'm always amazed at the number of calls that I get from West Africa, especially Nigeria. And one of the first things I say is, but you're right there where the Babalawo is. You know, what's happening? Why aren't you able to connect with that spirit right there in the homeland, and you're having to call me here in America, you know, what I call Babalawo, you know? And mm-hmm. it's because, again, the traditional practices are not being kept up, some cases out of fear, other cases just out of their willingness to just embrace Christianity, because I think, and this is my personal opinion, that on many levels they associate Christianity with the Western world, with wealth, with capitalism.
Yes.
And that's why they're willing to toss aside the teachings, the gods of their forefathers and foremothers for Christianity.
Yes.
Or for Islam.
Yes, it's so true. It is so true. And it's just so sad. And what I'm seeing is that the spirits are beginning, because the elders are dying off over there and the younger generations are not continuing the tradition. If you go to some of the compounds, you'll see they're just, you know, the shrines are not taken care of. And when I refer to shrines, for people out there who don't know, they're sacred places that
mm-hmm.
prayers are done and offerings are made and the whole ritual and ceremony aspect done. So when you go into these compounds where the shrines are housed, they're not being taken care of because the elders are dying out and the younger generation is moving on. And what I'm also seeing very clearly, you know, the blessing being over here is, as I stated earlier, the spirit, nothing can hold spirit. You can't put it in the box and say you can't go get your children. You can't go get whose bloodline they belong to. So the spirits have come across the water to those of us that are over here who are thirsty for who we are in our African bloodline and have chosen to work with us and be with us and take us back home to help them to see. This is a very true story. I was in an international store, and the owners are a husband and wife, and they're from Ghana. Now, when I go in there, the Christian music is playing, and, you know, I ask them if they knew about the shrines. Oh, no. We don't deal with that. You know, so everything was Jesus. And in addition to that, to tell you how far removed they were, the woman, I had my head wrapped, and she was admiring my head wrap, and the queen asked me how to wrap her head. She said, I want you to teach me how to wrap my head like you wrap your head. And I really was, thought she was joking. I said, oh, no, I'm sure you can teach me some things. But she was so far removed that she did not know how to wrap her head. And she's from Africa.
Isn't that amazing?
So how I see it is that it's our responsibility, as we are chosen by spirit, to go back home, take and remind them who we are, and also with the money that we have that goes, well, the American dollar gone down a little bit, but it still goes a long way in Ghana or overseas in Africa. So we take our money and we work together, because now the spirits have come and charged us with carrying on the tradition over here and going back home. I met people from Africa who are very surprised when they see markings on my body, or they see that I know a little bit of the language, or I know how to greet them in their language. They're like, oh, wow, what do you know about that? You're from over here? Yes, and then I start to talk to them about the shrines and the Bosun and the Sangoma and all of the traditional ways, and then they begin to open up. Some of them do. Well, yeah, my forefather did that. Well, no, I don't do it, but he did it. And we have this shrine, and they begin to tell me the names of their shrines and how it was and what happened. But we serve as reminders to to our brothers and sisters that come here and forget and that are over there and forget when we go back home. You see, so it is up to us to maintain that truth inside ourselves and, you know, help them along the path to remember who they are as well. You
mm-hmm. see? That's right. That's right. We must build communities. And in order to build communities, we must first stop the judgment. We must first stop the artificial separation, you know, whether it be by sex, by skin tone, whatever it is, we've got to come together. And that, too, has been my experience here in New Orleans. We have a large population of Africans here. In fact, one of my best friends, Koshi Ganata, she makes she's from Ghana, and she makes mm-hmm. Handbags by mm-hmm. hand. But when she met me, she swore I was from her country. And when I told her I was born here, she called me a liar. You've got to lie. There's no way you can look like that and live the way you do and you're from America. I said, no, I'm from America. Haven't even been across the ocean as of yet. And I get that a lot. And it seems to bring out the ancestral spirit in them. She then wanted to go back and talk about the things that she heard as a child and what her grandparents had taught. And she told me she hadn't talked about those things or thought about those things in quite some time. So we mm-hmm. must answer the call. We must answer the
we
call.
We must answer the call. We must. And we must open up our spirit because we've been taught to be closed. We must pray. We must humble ourselves. And if we're praying for transformation and we're praying for things to change in our lives, we must open our spirit to what the ancestors are saying to us. Those people who are, you know, those guests who are out there and really may feel a little skeptical about transformation, about traditional African healing systems, I say humble yourself. And just begin to pray, and you will begin to experience things for yourself. You know, and things may show up, something as simple as you get a voice and it tells you to go down this road, but you decided, no, I'm going to go to the left. And at the left down that road, it's a traffic jam. There's an ambulance, and there's some other things happening. You're like, oh, wow, that voice did tell me. But that is a real voice. Now, developing that voice is the key. Developing it and getting cleansed and doing spiritual baths and doing a fire ritual, water ritual, earth ritual, and doing, you know, the five elements, going out in nature and just getting guidance. Some of us don't want to humble ourselves and get guidance. I didn't come through this of my own. Yes, my spirit guided me to my teachers, and I pay homage to my teachers. And they once they got me in a certain regimen of doing things and learning the proper way, then my spirit can begin to come in fully and show me the way. You know, some people say they want to transform, but they want to come in and tell you how to transform them. No, it doesn't work like that. You cannot tell the spirit how you want it. And if you're really about truth, you want to open up to find out, what is it really that the spirit has for me? It may not look like the way you thought it's supposed to look. Because if it looked the way you thought it was supposed to look, you would have been living a better life by now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the power in traditional African healing systems. You know, they have all of these holidays in America. And the calendar is full with holidays that make us go out and spend money. Every day is Mother's Day. What is Halloween? What is that? Where we dress up like killers and bad people and blood coming out of our mouths. What is that?
That's right.
I don't understand that piece right there, but there are a lot of things put in place to keep us from who we truly are, and we just go along with the crowd and go along what we've been told. Now, in the Akan system, in the Zulu system, in the Yoruba system, there are calendars in place that speak of spirits that you honor on different days. You
mm-hmm.
have a day name. You have an energy name. So the names that we have, what significance do they really have? What do they say about it? If someone meets me and I tell them, my name is Okonpo Abinadunyo Karantima, my name is Gogo, they're going to know all the meaning of everything I said. Now, some people out there may not know what any of that means because they're not in that particular realm in that system. But if I meet an Akan priest or someone from Ghana, and I start saying Mahuta, saying Mahuye, Yo, Madasi, Nananom, they know what I'm talking about, you know. And
priestess, are you with me? Priestess, are you there? Okay, we're having an issue right now. As you know, Block Talk Radio is prone to glitches. I'm going to take a quick musical break, and we will return with the priestess, Gogo Nana Ilana Omare. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Priestess Gogo Nana Ilana Omare. Priestess, are you with us?
Absolutely, I never left. My spirit was forever. ever present.
Yes, indeed.
Great to hear your voice again. You know, and as I was saying, we need to, you know, honor our names. There are systems in place. We have calendars. We have names, day names. We have energy names. And those are the things that empower us to be powerful in our existence through our life.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. So if you don't have a day name out there and if you don't have a mission, you can get a reading, you can get a divination by someone that's out there, by Divine Trance, he's right there, you know, and find out this information so you can be empowered. You know, if I tell some people some things like as you go through initiation processes and you have different experiences, there is medicine that can make you invisible. There is medicine that we have as African people that can protect you from a gunshot. There is medicine that will keep your enemy from seeing who you are. There is medicine to make a barren woman pregnant and conceive, and also for the man if he's having issues to help him with that. There is all types of medicines that we and herbs that we have. And along with those medicines, words of power are given, incantations, and we have to invoke certain spirits that are for that specific thing. Nana Asi is good for helping women to have children. Yeye Oshun is good for helping women to have children. You see, she's good for if you're having a problem, you know, a lot of sisters come or and they want a man, but you don't want a man. You want the right one. You want a divine one.
That's right. Be careful what you put out there into the universe.
You don't want just a man. So when you come through an African traditional healing system and you have someone that you're interested in, you don't just jump in the bed with them. No, you find out what is up with this person's spirit. What kind of spirit does this person have? Are my ancestors pleased with the spirit of this person? Do they ordain the relationship? Because first, before the man and the woman can get into anything, it has to be an agreement between their spirits. You know, sometimes you get people, they in relationships, and they argue all the time. That's because the right ceremonies were not done between the ancestors. So you got the ancestors up there fighting and disagreeing, so you're going to have the people down here fighting and disagreeing. If you just went to bed, now I'm going somewhere else, and I hope y'all can just roll with me, ride or die.
I'm with you.
Good. So if you have, you know, a sister that you've been relating to and you have not properly appeased her ancestors, brothers, kings out there, then you may have some problems in the relationship because you have not honored her ancestors properly. You have not asked permission. Could you touch this woman? And sisters, if you're with a man and you just give yourself and you have not properly asked your ancestors to talk with his ancestors, then you may have problems. So the power in our African traditional healing systems and transformation is you can transform all that energy through proper ceremonies and rites and rituals, through singing songs, through dancing, through offerings. So it is a very powerful healing tradition that's in our blood. It's alive. So if you're thirsty for something, if you're somewhere, if you're wherever you are and you're not pleased with spiritually about where you are, you need to pray for guidance so that your ancestors can wake up and take you to where you need to be. Because all of these things, when they're not properly done, it adds to our demise. And we're constantly trying to live in a system that does not work for us spiritually. It does not work. So learning the power of transformation through our bloodline, your bloodline, Divine Prince's bloodline, then you can begin to say, wow, look at my life. It is changing. It is moving in a direction that I always dreamed of. I didn't know why I was having that problem. But now I understand because I wasn't following. Whether or not you know the protocol of your own traditional healing system that's in your blood does not matter. It does not matter that you don't know that in your spiritual bloodline, you weren't supposed to have avocados, and you're having a breakout from avocados. If you eat it, you're going to break out. So if you're not getting the right spiritual food, you're going to break out. You're going to have problems.
That's right. And pay attention to our bodies and to spirit. We've been taught to ignore or cover over. You know, as an example, you have a headache, you take an aspirin, which just hides the reason you're having the headache in the first place. We don't know how to listen to spirit anymore, listen to our body, listen to our nature. And it will tell us exactly what's going on, what we need to remove or what we need to add. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, there is no interruption. This is a divine flow. Absolutely divine. So I do not by any means feel interrupted.
I want to thank each and every one for being with us here tonight. Our chat room is overflowing, and we have just one line available if you do wish to call in, if you have a question or comment for either myself or the priestess. Again, that number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, and do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and we will respond to you. I am now going to open the line for area code 347. If you have a question or comment, please let us know who you are and where you're calling from. Divine peace and blessings.
Hi, yes, peace. My name is Unika, and it's a pleasure to be here, you know, with such great people. It hasn't been that long since I've actually tapped in and started to seek and learn about, you know, my roots and my ancestry. And since I have, it's been a powerful and beautiful journey. I'm definitely looking forward to the transformation, you know, and just becoming an all-around better person and being able to help others, you know, as I learn and as I grow. So I'm definitely, I feel blessed, you know, to be in the state that I am now. And also to have people as you two who are helping by giving us information is very, very helpful. So I have something very important I want to know is, like, will you be able to do another show like this together? Because I think that the energy is very beautiful.
I'm sure at some point we will come together again. We really hadn't even looked into the future. We just kind of, you know, spirit called and we just responded. But I'm sure we'll be working together again, and I'll have a chance to talk with Gogo about that at some time after the show. But I greatly appreciate you putting that out there.
Right. Okay.
Love you, Unika.
Yes, love you too. Okay, I'm going to go and let you guys finish up.
Okay.
But it's definitely a blessing, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
And we have about 8 minutes left. I have one more caller who has their hand raised, so we're going to go ahead and open that line. Area code 340, you are with us. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Just barely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are you still with us?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. You're much clearer now.
Okay. I was calling wanted to know, like, where do you begin? Because I spoke to you, Divine Prince, very briefly about getting, number one, a reading, so trying to get started. But, you know, all of this is like, it's just so much information, and it's like, well, where do you begin? And I have tried to really communicate with my ancestors the best that I know how. And I'm not saying that I'm knowledgeable, but, you know, I'm still new, but I'm just trying the best that, you know, that I know how to communicate with my ancestors.
Well, I would first say, as the priestess said earlier in the show, to connect with a traditional healer and get the proper divinations done, the proper ceremonies done, and then move forward. Now, I have found, and I'm not speaking on you personally, but I have found that, as the priestess said, many will come They want the reading when they are in a crisis. We tell them what to do, and then we don't hear from them anymore. Or the minute you say, well, there are certain offerings that need to be presented, you don't hear from them anymore. And we're willing to commit to a lot of other things that really don't edify the spirit. You know, we'll spend $200 on that pair of shoes or, you know, all these other things. But when it comes to our spiritual life, even you churchgoers, you put your pocket change in the plate. You don't put your offering or your tithes, you know, you dig for the change that you got at the bottom. And see, the spirits are watching. They know where we're committed and where we're not. They know when we're half-stepping and when we're not. And again, I would say, find that person that you feel you can connect with, have the proper divinations done, and then allow them to assist you in moving forward. As the priestess mentioned, I am initiated in more than one path also, which I thought was unusual and was told was unusual until I met the priestess. And I'm finding that there are many people who have spirit guides and ancestors from many ethnic backgrounds, particularly for us in America, because we are mixed. Whether you want to accept that or not, you are mixed. You have many, many different things going on. And those spirits, those positive spirits, are trying to reach out and trying to work to us. So for me, I started my journey at a very young age. I left home at 14, and I was done. I knew that, you know, my time with the church was short. Even though I continued on as a minister of music for some time after that, I knew that spiritually I was being drawn in a different direction. So for me, I started reading. I went to college and actually majored in Pan-African Studies, which exposed me to many traditions, not just one. And I found that I had a connection to many, and many of the things that I was doing intuitively were right on the money for those specific paths. So again, I don't want to use up too much time. We got about 3 minutes left. Find someone that you feel comfortable with and then connect, whether that's me, whether that's the priestess, whether that's someone else. I'm not here to make that choice for you, but if it is me, I'm here for you. But that is my most clearest response to your question. Have the proper definitions done, and then allow that leader to help you to move forward, to get deeper involved in the culture, in the community, in the practice. That's another issue I'm finding, is that we think that we can do this without community. You know, I'm running into people who, you know, have self-initiated and know a lot about all these paths and all these religions, but then they're cut off from the greater community where we get our support. I'm really alarmed when I see the so-called conscious and so-called spiritual, and they got 14 friends on their Facebook, and they block everybody else who tries to reach out or tries to bring them into their community or become a part of their community. And we've got to get beyond ethnicity, sex, male and female, and all these other illusionary, superficial boundaries that keep us from connecting with spirit. And I hope I was able to answer your question.
No, you haven't. And like I said, I'm finances, I'm piecing it together, and I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, connecting with you on a private note.
Well, I'm certainly here for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We have about 2 minutes left in the show. Priestess, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to wrap us up.
Wow. I am just, again, honored by all the love, and I want to encourage people out there who are really at the place of, I don't know what to do. If you pray, and like Divine Prince said, just, you know, go with your spirit. See who you connect with and go there and be guided and let go all the fears and inhibition and just go in the deep waters, be healed, be transformed, and find something powerful and great and new for your life. It is truly magical. It is truly lovely. It is truly just such a unexpected journey that you couldn't write yourself, that if you float along with the spirit, they will put you in such fantastic energies in such serene places, in such powerful place, a place of power where you feel confident about who you are. And anybody else that's in the culture, that's in a traditional African healing system, tell other people about it. Don't go to work and then say, oh, no, I don't, you know. Somebody asks you what you're doing. Say, it's time we speak up. It's time people know about the bassoon, the orisha, the sangoma. It's time people know that, yes, I have a connection with my ancestors. And, yes, you may be the only one in the room that is speaking like that, but it's time. God has put you there for a reason. The ancestors have put you there for a reason. They do not want us to be hushed and quiet. We are not being brutalized by it anymore. We are free to speak and say, yes, this is what I do. And it works for my life. If it's not, if your life is not working, come over here and let me share this with you. So that's the accountability that we have to our spirit. So I encourage that. I send you love, lots of love. Yay! Well, thank you again for having me, Divine Press. Love you.
Sure, sure. Love you, too. And please do join me here every Wednesday, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.